I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Hello, hello, and welcome back, Colin.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yes, and we connected and started to speak about numbers and portals. So we will go with this divine flow into portals.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we imagine a portal might be is a sort of like a stargate, you know, something that you walk through to get somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think the way that I perceive portals is in a kind of similar way. It gives me the opportunity to kind of tune in to a somewhere else. So it I could also describe it as a channel, maybe, because a lot of my, because I've got a technical mind, a lot of my sort of imaginings are of a dial on an old radio, and I'll tune into a radio station. It's a bit like that. You're sort of thinking, I need to go to so and so today. So it might be some, I've been describing to you how I've been going through the black hole in the Milky Way. How do I know where that is? I don't know, but something says, oh, there it is, and then I can go through that. Now, that's what I would say is a portal, yeah. Because I'm not actually traveling there. So I think it also describes a facility for being in one place and then being in another place almost immediately.
Yeah.
And that other place could be very far away, could even be another dimension. So that would be my definition of a portal. And then what do we do with them? Well, why are we interested in them? But I think they're used a lot by us and others to do that very thing, to move from one place to another, to experience another place, to draw energies from another place. So that then that's not another thing I've been doing is going to that place, the other side of the black hole, and then drawing energy back and bringing it into this world. Because you might go, well, why is he doing that? Well, that's because the time is right, and I've been in, you know, I was inspired to do that. why does anything exist? But I think that's, you know, the portals are very significant in as part of our multidimensional capacity. When we recognize that in ourselves, when we recognize we have this capacity to draw ourselves or other beings even through a portal, that's a new dimension, a new way of traveling in the multidimensional fields, I think.
Yeah, and this is what has happened every time we meet. We open to portals, and the Christ energy came through us, so that's a portal. So and now I have a kind of done a lot of ceremony, and then I open to be a portal in kind of a sacred space and letting the information, it's like, okay, give me what the new future system is. So I become a portal to birth kind of the new. So I have chosen to be a portal, but also what I have seen, the new system I'm birthing, all humans are invited to be a portal. We have the multidimensional, as you say, we are multidimensional, and we have the capacity, and we can be a portal. We are a portal. So I know that a lot of people have think about portals as something outside. We have to go to this place or this place. It's outside portals, but we as human beings are portals, and this is the most important portals.
Yeah, I think that the idea that we're establishing, so I guess that there was a number of parts to this before we became a portal. And some of that was these journeys, let's go here, let's go there. But what they seem to be doing is establishing these pathways through us. So, like you say, that when we connect to Jesus or Yeshua or Sananda, whatever that, immediately that energy is available, and it makes itself known. And for me, that in the most loving energy I've had experience of, and then I can feel that open, like you say, it opens in us, and we become that portal. So I think there's been a shift over that, maybe the last 6 months or so, for particularly for me, where it's gone from portals out here to portal here, and we're tapping into that capacity in ourselves to be there. And so what does that mean in terms of our sort of involvement on this earth now? We're wandering around doing our normal stuff, going shopping, walking down the high street, and here we are bringing in this new energy. How does that impact the world around us? Well, the impression I'm getting and I'm feeling is that that we're laying the new is coming through us, and it's generating a situations where we are perceiving the new, we can see it, we're creating it. Others may be able to when they come into our sphere, or they may not, but it kind of doesn't matter, because we're the pinpoints of the new. We're the light points that it floods through from. And so it'll be like, and we join up. So you and I join up. There's more of it. So when we meet others that are the same. So essentially, when I was doing a ceremony with a lot of other people, you can sense that when you're in that place, that more of this is coming through each one of you. And the more they are, the bigger the portal, the more the energy. And I think over time, that's how this is landing. It's landing through. This is the second coming of that they were talking about. It's coming through us. We're it. We're not waiting for someone else to bring it. We're it.
We are it. That's the key that we have to understand. We are it. And this morning I started with a meditation and I opened my portal and I brought in Isis, Jesus, Akatumi. And all of these three gave me aspect. And I asked Jesus also, because I will do a mass, a Easter mass. And I said, "Do you have a message to me?" And every time I talk to Jesus, he show me. He doesn't talk so much. It's the showing, the experience. And then my head was lifted up and I saw the divine stream that comes to all people. And I said, "Wow, it was amazing. Wow, this divine stream. This is what I lived for." So it's like the message was, it's not so hard. You have this divine stream. It's like, yeah, we have. So it's just to recognize the divine stream that all of us are a part of. And it's like just seeing it, embodying it, feeling it. That was my message, to awaken to the divine stream. I did it. And I had a lot of other questions also for him, but I had some personal question, and but this was kind of the public answer. It is, we all have this divine stream of grace, of light, whatever we call it. So yeah, so when we are portals, we are the answer we are seeking, because we are seeking so much outside, but all that we are seeking is inside. So to waking up that we are portals, and as I told you, I'm just finished the module 13 in Divina Mariset, that is named Living Heaven on Earth. And living heaven on earth, I didn't know that it would be so much activation. So it is just activation, 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 activating our divine design, activating our divine light. So it's wow, all this activation, because we do it differently, and what is good for one, another one is have another piece. So it is a lot of activation, activating us to the next step.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we were talking about the activations that were coming through from the Egyptian connection that we've discovered we share.
Yeah.
And I was doing the, bringing the codes in, and the last time we spoke, there was a lot of that going on.
Yep.
And yet, over this weekend, I was sort of going back to that place because I mean, once I've been to a place, I know where it is. So again, portals, I've got a map somewhere, and I just say, right, let take me back to that laboratory or temple or whatever that place was. And
Yes.
I go back there, and there's, I'm doing this with a hand, and well, there's nothing going on. And I say, well, isn't that this, what's happening? Oh, you've done that bit. Oh, okay. Well, so what am I doing now? Why don't you just go back and absorb some of the energy that's with you at the moment? So I sort of come, I come back. Well, I'm still sitting where I was before, but in my mind, I'm back. And I was guided to connect to an energy of a guardian angel. And years and years ago, I was introduced to a lady, funnily enough, by Selena, who'd met her in Hawaii. This lady used to go to Hawaii, and it turned out she lived three doors down from me in Bristol. So that was funny.
Yeah.
And anyway, she used to draw pictures. She'd paint pictures of people's guardian angels. And I asked her to do mine. And the angel was a beautiful blonde-haired angel with and called Ariel. And I started connecting with her in a sense of, let's connect up and see what happens. And I could feel her sort of in my body. We'd just merge, and then we'd sort of stretch out and touch infinity. And it was just like playing, really. It was fun to just enjoy this new energy and explore, what does this mean? How does this work? But I always felt her as more than just an angel. I always felt her as what I was describing as Elohim, the creator angels, the ones that are bringing it all this new into being. So what I was guided to do was to come back and touch into Ariel's energy again, and just be with that. And then the thought was, okay, so you perceived her as Elohim. What do you think that makes you? And then it was like, oh yeah, Wyatt. So then I could feel that way back. In fact, it's bringing tears to my eyes now. Way back when I was connecting with her for the first time, I was getting the sense of this massive, beautiful, loving being. And all she was doing was reflecting back who I am. And we don't appreciate enough how beautiful we are. We have a built-in, couldn't possibly be that, but we are. And so when I was getting that feeling, I was thinking, wow, this is just astonishing that this human can be that much
Yeah.
of anything, that much love, that much compassion, that much of all that is. So we're here and we're all that is. And then there's a direct path to then a direct path to source, to what we describe as God or Allah or whoever whatever your deity of choice. But
Yeah.
it's that connection to the divine. And it's an interesting thing that it was quite a long time ago. It was in the, I don't know, 2003, 4, when I had that portrait done. So it's been quite a, it's 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And now I'm here with it again, but it's at such a different level. And I think that's reflecting where we are now, where the, people talk about all the stars and how all these portals are opening. Going back to the portals again, they're all opening now. We don't have, I mean, I used to have to journey through these portals. I might change into a dragon because I love the idea of dragons flying through portals. And in my imagination, I'm doing, I'm being a dragon. So I do that. I used to, and but there used to have to be a journey, find the portal. Where is it? It's a bit elusive. Oh, there it is. But now they're all just here. They're all around us, and we're slowly, almost like bringing them in, each one. So instead of the creator, beautiful creator angels coming in and me calling them and then flowing through me, I become one.
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
think because we why do we go to portal? Why do we become portals? It is because we can become whatever we want. It is our multidimensionality. It's like we can live with Christ energy, we can live with Kutumi energy, we can live with Archangel energy. So we can sense every energy. We are God creator. We are source. So through us, so we are now really stepping up to owning the Godness of us.
Yeah, exactly. And when we do that, and we share that as a concept, I feel more coming in. So each time we explore this together, we're almost like stimulating that part of us to expand further. And it comes back to what we've discussed before, is that the more people that are talk this through together, the more of this energy becomes available in some way. So, I mean, as I'm talking that now, my heart's just ooh, it's gone wide. And it's sort of the actual act of saying we're sharing it. It's absolutely, it's whoosh, it's pouring through me. And yeah, wow.
And we are, I think also it's important to know that we are invited to this all the time. I was invited in 2015, and I met my divine design. I met my light, the totality of me. And it was so much that I said I cannot, because then all my programming, all my identity, everything that I knew had to say no to all the life I knew. So I said no, but I was invited. But I'm glad today that I said no, because now I understand why people say no. Because when you say no, because the life, if you are invited to this light, you go into the unknown. And
Yes,
the
true.
unknown is often very scary for us.
Yeah, there's no map. There's no inkling even of what comes, what's lying ahead. But I've always enjoyed that, going through, that being given a key and opening the door, whatever the metaphor is, for getting through this to the next level. But like you say, you're always invited. I get to the point sometimes where I'll go through and it'll be this all this new energy, and then my body goes, "What?" And you get a cold, or circulate, everything shuts down because you've just taken on like a massive amount of energy. But I've noticed also recently, and this I think this is because the energies are accelerating, is that I can do a very big download, or experience a big download now, and my body isn't going no. It's sort of adjusting. I might feel tired and have to go and rest, but I'm not being taken out like I used to be. And I think our bodies are getting more adjusted to this as well, and I think that means we can be more present. Because I always want to be more present. I don't want to be like we're here now and we're wow, this is amazing. And then I'll go make a cup of tea, or put the washing in the washing machine,
So glad you said
and
it.
I won't be that person. I'd like to be that person all the time. This or what we are now. This is I want this to be my default setting. I am this. My natural state of being is wonderful, light-filled, love-filled, flowing being, expressing itself in the most magical way.
But
That's it.
when we talk about this, it comes an aspect that I need to say something about, because it's just a week ago I get a new client and she needed the guidance, and she had a portal in her house, and the portal she had in her house, it was very negative. It was not a light energy, it was dark energy. She loved the house, but she have lived there, and I said the only a lot of people have been there trying to do something with the portal, but no one could help her. So it continued. She had done all the tricks and all the, but it is a very big portal, and I was invited into this portal, and I was like, no. So we are invited in, but I chose to say no, because this portal was pretty dark, and I would have felt it. I know that I would have felt it, but I said no. So I was invited. I guided her, and she took the lesson. She said, so she will sell the house, even though she loved it, because she knew it, but she just needed me to kind of say it also. But I said no to go into it, even though I could. So yes, we are invited to whatever we want. So it can be light and it can be dark. So I just wanted to say that we are invited to whatever we want as multi-dimensional being. But the discernment to know that, okay, even though we are invited into everything, it would be wise to say no sometimes.
I do get I mean I've had my lessons, if you like, in that with one-on-one relationships with people who appear to be in the light and saying all the right things. In fact, their energies seem to be aligned, and you can feel the flow and everything. But then there's the things start happening and you think, oh no, that's not resonating with the way I want to be doing things. And slowly, it turns out that actually I was being drained, by the experience, and I had to be very brutal in the end and just cut it, stop it. And it goes against my, nature to be that blunt. But I think that yeah, you just need to be able to recognize it sooner than I did, perhaps, because it took a while. And I think I was a bit naive in that respect.
I also went that path. I think all of us have to go that path. It drained me. I healed a lot of people being a portal, but I took in so much from the one I healed in the beginning also. But that also mirrored that I wasn't completely in this essence. So they holded a part of me that I hadn't healed myself. So it was my
Sure.
path, but it drained me. Yes.
Yeah. And again, I think we all have those journeys, so the very fact that it's taken me 20 years to get back to a point that I was at, way back, but it's not the same point.
No, it's not the
I think
same.
that's
No.
the key. I think we are in these spirals, and every now and again we'll come back to a point where we, in the lower spiral, we'd experienced and thought that was great, but now we're experiencing it, and it's like something totally different, a brand new way of experiencing it anyway. I think the idea is that it's now here. It's in us. We're not perceiving these entities or these beings or these streams of light as anywhere other than in us.
In us, yes.
And so, like you say,
Aspect of us.
we're the portal for this now. I guess the part of that is acknowledging that that is so. Acknowledging that our highest expression is now here,
Yes.
and feel that love. There's something I did when I was imagining where God might be, and I'd imagine a face, and I'd touch the face. I called it touching God's cheek,
Ah.
right? And I touched God's cheek. And then I'd feel his hand touching mine. I say he, but
Yeah.
just. And then I'd feel the love going backwards and forwards. So because I like shifting my consciousness to different perceptions. So I'd be me touching God, and then I'd move my consciousness to God touching me. And then I'd be sending love down and sending love up, and then there'd be this love connection. And I started doing that with other people. So I'd say I'm touching your cheek, God. So the God in me is touching the God in you, and then we can, at that level, we can be love together. And it's that beautiful, pure, clear love that knows no bounds. It's not the human love. It's much, the expression of it is much more pure. So that I used to do those sort of mind games, if you like, to establish these connections. And it helps, I think, for other people. So I might have a dialogue with someone. I might be Skyping or whatever, and we'd be talking about, these kind of things. And I would explain how this works, and then we'd touch cheeks, and it would work. It would raise the level, and we would then almost like be embodying God at that point, and then recognizing God in each other. That would elevate the whole thing to a new, so I think when we first started co conversing, we were talking, we were relating to how we perceive Jesus flowing through us, and then suddenly cling, that locks in. And it's all about language. It's all about language, isn't it? And how to describe what you're feeling to another, and then for that to that be the vehicle for you to connect, almost at a totally different level. The divine, the word divine, we were using a lot as well, and that connects us as well. And I think the idea of us, being those portals, going back to that, that's how it works. That it's almost like the energy's just looking for an opening. Oh, there they've said the word, boom, and there's the connection, which is fabulous.
And also I will because I get so much help and I say, who is all this help? And I have a God, an archangel, and the archangel is a higher aspect of me. So it's like in the beginning I saw this archangel as something that just guiding me outside there, but I am the God angel, so I just bring her with me. So it's the higher aspect, so we can be whatever we want, and we have so much help and opening, and it's so amazing. So, but just to know that we are portals.
I often sense, especially when we're talking, I sense a massive community of angels and beings, and as I say that, then we can feel them. There they are.
It's like my heart is so open. It's like, ah, so
There they are.
it's totally, it's so open. It feels like my heart is all around the world. So it's being totally open.
I used to have one of the early meditations I put on my website years ago, because I used to run a magazine called The Magic of Being, and I'd loaded up a meditation, and I used to call it the Journey to the Crystal Temple, I would invite people to join me, and my guardian angel, so and they would then have their guardian angel, and we'd go up these steps, and they would just take them to this amazing crystal temple, where on the way up the steps, there are angels all the way up, and then as we go into the auditorium, there's angels everywhere, and they're all beaming love at us, and we touch this crystal, and it's a very magical affair. But the thing is that, in order for me to take someone on that journey, I had to actually do that first myself. In it, and it felt for me very real. It felt as if I was in a chamber surrounded by angels with a crystal in the middle. And I'd merge in this crystal, and then they'd beam their love and light at me, and I would be absorbing all of that. And then I'd step out of the crystal and then go back. And again, if it felt real.
And it has to feel real, and it has, because I also do, if I haven't gone the path, embodying Christ consciousness and soul consciousness and divine design, if I hadn't gone the path and experienced it and felt it on my body, I couldn't hold this space for the participant in the Vinima reset. So we hold this, so we are kind of a holder.
That's it. I used to look at it as the if you were an explorer and you'd gone somewhere, you found something brand new, whatever that might be, and you put a marker on the map. There it is, cross on the map. That's where that new place is, so that other people can follow the map and get to it. But if without you having gone there, nobody would know it was there. And I think we're, like you say, we're that marker. We're that energetic marker in the map. We're the gu we're guiding people, if you like, to a place, because we've been there.
We have been there.
We are there. We've never actually left. I think is the case. The illusion that we were ever separate from this is amazing, because we've been persuaded that we're not. God beings, we're just these ordinary humans that wander around in his skin.
And we that have self-choose, because I call this a self-choosing game, we self-choose to hold this. We meet each other. Like, I have connected to you because we resonate. We go by the resonance, and then we meet people that holds the same the same vibration.
And that's that. One of the things that when I've experienced going through these portals to get to other places, there are describe them as gatekeepers, but there are energies, or there are some sort of security, whatever it might, however you describe it, you can't just go through them. You have to actually be of a vibration that is appropriate for that portal. And how that works, I'm not entirely clear, but I do know that when I've passed, I think it was Sirius Gateway, and I was sharing I was part of a meditation that somebody was doing online, and she was describing this Syrian gateway, and here the two lion beings, to get past these two lion beings, you have to, and she was preparing us for this, for this journey. And I remember when I got to the gateway, I looked at these two guys, and I just sort of, all right, because I knew them, I'd already been there. And when she described this in the actual, it was my crystal temple that I'd been to many times. And after it, I wrote to her and said, wow, that was astonishing. I had actually, you took me to a place I've been before. That was just, wonderful, because I loved her language. I loved her descriptions and her energies. It was very, very potent for me. But to actually meet the gatekeepers and realize that actually I'd gone through without even acknowledging them before, but because she described them, I looked and there they were. So I think the portals are also not something that you can use lightly. That they're when we're ready, when we have that level of awareness or level of love or whatever whatever the frequency needs are. Then we can freely walk through and go to wherever. And I think the same goes for us when we're being the portal. We have to be pure of heart. We have to be really committed, of almost like we've just, like when you say yes, what you're saying is this part, that this is now all that I am. Nothing of what I was is left. You see the emotion that they're associated with that. I've had to Colin has had to be pushed right the way back, almost. Just that there's part of Colin that's saying yes, and not much else. Everything else is me, God, me, angel, me, whatever the, whatever the energy is
Energy.
that's speaking through me.
And
And that's such a big thing.
it showed me the key that I was given, because I said, wow, this heavy key. But it's like, when we are ready, we get a key. It is like a key, and it's not, it is okay, you are ready for this key. You are ready. So it is how, what we are invited to a lot. And I could, as I said, actually, this is too heavy. I need help. I need guidance. I cannot carry this alone. And if you ask for guidance, you will always have guidance. So I said yes, but it's like, whoa, it's this heavy. But to stepping up to another consciousness, another layer, it's like, yeah, the old, the life you're stepping up to, it will change. It will never be the same. So where we are living, it is a total shift from where we were living. For me, before 2013, I don't know when the shift, but for me, it's like in Norway, I don't find so many that carry the same as me. It's not that I'm better than them, but I know that there are also community. But that's why I found a lot of you all around the world and have connected to you, because you hold the same vibration, the kind of the same key. We are on the same key level.
It's almost like we're part of the same team. Because going back to when I first got a real energetic sort of indicator was when at one of the earlier sessions with Solera and Santari, going back when they were doing the face-to-face meetings in Bristol. And I know, Solera was going, we'd all chosen to come down here, and together we're going to do this, that, and the other. And I remember saying, I was there. I am that. I was there. And that's when the big energy came in for me. And it sort of cemented the idea that there's no mistaking why we've got together through Solera, because she's on the team. She's a big member of the team, because she brings so many people together. But it's that the team members don't always meet at the same time, but when they do meet, there's some work to be done. And certainly when there's been some astonishing downloads of energy occurring when we've been talking, even on just this simple podcast. Particularly after your big downloads, that you were describing about your course, in a way, my quiet moments were the other end of that. I felt almost like an anchor in this last few days, where I've had to really dig in, sort of, right, let's land this. And so it's funny, because sometimes I'm the one who's floating around out there, and I'll be talking to someone who's got their feet firmly in the ground, gardening, or doing things with the tree spirits or whatever, so that I can be floating around up there. And it seemed to be reversed this weekend, so that you're flying off all over the place, I'm grounding big time. It's almost like we've got a. I'll, don't worry, you can go off. I'll hold on down here.
Thank you, Colin, for doing that.
It's funny, isn't it? There seemed to be a balancing going on, that we're not really. I mean, I wasn't overly conscious of it till it just occurred to me then. But maybe that's why I had a quiet weekend. I wasn't particularly flying about doing stuff.
I have not had quiet days since Thursday's. As I said, it's so many pages that. Yeah, but I have so many projects. But I said, can I bring all this into? And man, yes, I can. But it is a lot, and I have the energy I have. So it's just to be in the here and now. But I do, and when we are finished, I do. So It is actually, if we see it from the outside, it's not actually balancing it because I do so much, but it's not, it's a lot of downloads now. And I know that the downloads I have done, no, and particular in Mars, the downloads I have had in Mars, I have never had so many downloads as in Mars. This is the future system. So I have said yes to it. It's like dunk, 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 dunk. And I write, and then the next month it will be to integrate more and integrate more, integrate. So I just write and take it into form because we have a lot of downloads and then we want it into form.
Sure.
So yeah, it has almost been overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I have said yesterday to it, and also I understand the responsibility key, as I call it. It was a but responsibility. I ask, well, this responsibility, it feels heavy. Well, it is actually to shine your light. The more you tell the truth, so the responsibility we have as human to live this the divinity game or divine life, it is to just be honest, to express everything we feel and to from moment to moment. And this is a shift because a lot of us have put it down. So it is an opening.
Yeah, definitely. So that I think that's probably as many portal openings as I can remember at the moment. I did love or I do love exploring when the moment's right. But like I said, this weekend I was just told to just steady on, go back, sit down. Why don't you have a chat with your guardian angel? It's like,
You brought an aspect up before we started this podcast, and it's like you have done some course and you did 13 model, and I do the Winnemar reset and I have 13 models. It was just, yeah, I have to have 13 models. I don't know. I didn't thought about it, but it was kind of, I had to have it in 13, and the 13 is now into, I had three double them, so it becomes 9 months, but it's still 13 twice three. So it's actually 39 weeks, but they get a bonus because it's like a, it will show me, it's like a pregnancy, it's like a rebirth. So it's still 13 module times three, and then you birth yourself, you rebirth yourself anew. But the number 13 we spoke out before we started this podcast, it's something fascinating about the number 13.
Yeah, because it came up when Selena did a piece of artwork called the Telos Generator, which was a way of getting your body aligned with with your highest aspect. And in that drawing, there's 13 what she describes as portals, which Grace talking about portals. And I was looking back at the notes because one of those portals was to go and meet Thoth, which was one of our other conversations. And I'd gone through each portal and come back and wrote about what the experience was. But when I got to the last one, the 13th, it was source. It was going to source, bringing source back to the for the new Earth. But I couldn't do it on my own. That was one of the ones I had to do with a partner. So that was Selena joined me on that conversation, and we described that journey as a conversation. So we were doing it on Skype, and it's interesting the way that the numbers look. In there's 12, and I always get 12 plus one when I'm thinking about them. 13 is 12 plus one, so it's the 12 apostles plus one. And that energy is, as I just describe it, then the energy goes boom. So, but also I'm thinking that this journey is a spiral. So when you do 12 and you get to 12, then you do the next one is both 13, but it's also one of the next spiral. And so the next time I go to do that journey, if you like, round those portals, it'll be different. I may even go through the same portal and end up somewhere different because I'm on the next spiral. And so I think again, you know, when you look at the numbers, there's some magical, something magical about 12. And it's interesting that there's 12 hours in the day on, you know, on the clock face, and that divides up very nicely. Mathematically, it divides up so much better than 10. Why didn't we use 12 as our number, you know, for our counting and you know, all of the things, you know, when you look at it, 10 is such an awkward number. It doesn't divide easily. 12 is such a much, much, much better number. So it does have a magical component. I think it has, there's something sacred in there that we're, you know, not necessarily fully aware of. But you just came up, you did your course and you came up with 13. This Selena did her drawing and came up with 13. We're prompted to do these things without even knowing,
Yes.
you know, completely why.
Yeah, and 13. Yeah, I don't know, but 13. And also, the last ceremony I was, every day it was like, you are sacred geometry. You are sacred geometry. You are sacred geometry. We are sacred geometry. And then, okay, how does this work? Sacred geometry between that we are clean. And secret geometry, if you see a triangle, it's three. So, and that's kind of the body, the soul, and the spirit. So the three is like we are when we are clean, we are in balance between the three. This tree is like the body is connecting with the soul and the spirit, and they are in total balance and go with the divine flow. So they said that if we use sacred geometry, then we can clean area, because area that aren't sacred geometry, they have been poisoned, they are be disrupted. So it's like, but we are sacred geometry. Flowers are sacred geometry. Mother Earth is sacred geometry. So that's the number again. Everything is number. So it's like understanding in if we go to the smallest detail, everything is number. But it for me, it was kind of to understand sacred geometry. How can I bring out sacred geometry? You, when you are now, I'm clean sacred geometry. Then you ripple. So the more clean we become, then we are sacred geometry, and then we kind of clear our area and we help others to clean up, kind of heal. It is a healing because we are, in essence, we are sacred geometry, and it is the sacred geometry when we are in our alignment that heals us. So it's back to numbers, so we can see it from so many angles. What do we call it? But it was I haven't thought about sacred geometry because the first it's like you are sacred geometry. It's like, oh, are you supposed to show me math now? Am I supposed to start counting? It's like, ah, oh. But it's to bring it practically, we are sacred geometry. We don't need to think so much, but the more clear we are, the more sacred geometry we are. And or DNA is sacred geometry, and the DNA of a flower, of animals. So the new school system also will go deeper into this. Thank you so much, Colin, for being here on this podcast and talking about portals.
Thank you. I think it's interesting the way these things, you know, the subjects just pop into our heads, and then suddenly we're off and talking about it. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's good fun.
Going with the divine flow.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, every time.
Yeah. I love doing it, so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Anne Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.